All right, joining us right now, we have Irony Singleton, who plays T-Dog on Walking Dead. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, T-Dog?
Bulldog and Company. Now, Bulldog and T-Dog, yep. If that's not a match made in heaven, oh, I don't know what it is.
Oh, it is. I mean, you're not necessarily my type, but it is a match. No.
Well, I'm glad to be on the show, and thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. I got to tell you, finally, you know, my daughter, she is like this huge fan of The Walking Dead, and because you on the show, she actually thinks I'm cool today.
So that's good. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I want to give her a shout out. Hey, Bea, how old is she?
18.
Okay, she's 18. I know. I was in Cherry Hill, New Jersey last weekend, and a family told me that their 6 and 7 year olds watched the show. I was like, "Woo!" Like to eat, you know, to each his own. But okay,
that's a cool age. The Walking Dead is not for a 6 or 7 year old, is it?
I would not recommend it. I have a 14 year old, an 11 year old, and an 8 year old. Neither one of them watches the show. Okay. My 14 year old, I gave her the opportunity. She chose not to because she's not into the scary stuff.
My daughter way into the scary stuff. You know what, though? It's not necessarily that. I mean, seriously, you know, like, the scary stuff or not, I don't think our kids like listening to what we do anyway. Like, my daughter never listens to this show.
She never listens to it. That's what she tells you.
Yeah, right.
I can guarantee she knows all about Dad and what Dad does and how cool Dad is because he's on the radio.
Oh.
You better believe that.
Yeah, wrong. Okay. Now, your kids, though, I mean, come on. Your dad, T-Dog. I mean, tell everybody about The Walking Dead who's maybe not familiar with this.
Oh, man. The Walking Dead. You know, it's a lot of people think that it's just a show about survivors running from zombies, trying to get away from zombies. And when we get caught in their path, then we have to bash a few heads open, split a few craniums or whatever to keep them, to get them out of the way. But the show is so much bigger than fighting zombies. It's about the human interaction that exists and all that drama that lies right in there. And that's like really the heart of the show. It's about how we deal all of the pressure and all of the conflict that come from, you know, this being in the zombie apocalyptic world. And it's a great show. It's the biggest show in basic cable history. And if you missed the season finale on Sunday, you would probably be the only one on planet Earth. So we'd have to put you in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Ooh. Now I have to decide. Do I want to watch this or do I want to be in the Book of Records? Now, can somebody who has not watched the show and not followed it, can they watch Sunday and follow right along? It's a standalone episode?
Definitely. That's how brilliant the writers are.
Uh-huh.
It's like you can jump in wherever you are and then instantly become a fan. But what would happen is that you're intrigued to the point to where you'd want to go back to season one and start from there. And if you start watching, you watch one episode, you're not going to want to stop. You'd be upset if somebody tried to break you away from that. But it's that type of show. And with this season finale, it is so exciting, so exhilarating, just so much action. You can jump right in there and enjoy it, just like anybody else who's watched it from day one.
All right. No, that's awesome. And it is this Sunday, AMC. What time do we have on the East Coast time this Sunday?
9 o'clock.
Okay.
9 o'clock.
All right. 9 o'clock. 8 hour time.
Yes.
I know what you said about all this and the other stuff, but let's get back to the bashing of the heads. I mean, how much fun is that for an actor to be able to do that? I mean, you look at a script, great, this is me.
It's too cool, Bulldog. When we're bashing in the heads of zombies, not any other heads. As long as it's the zombies, and with our special effects guy, Greg Nicotero, and him being so marvelous at what he does, he creates, you know, the world to where it seems like it's so real because the zombies look so like real life.
Well, yeah. And then getting back to the fact that you get to bash them up and shoot them down. I mean, that's fun stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yes, it is.
Didn't you just get some zombie bullets?
I did. Actually, somebody sent me zombie killers for when it actually happens. I am prepared. I have a box of 45, and they're called zombie killers. Yep.
Okay. Are you with the zombie survival crew?
Apparently.
Well, if you're not, you have to become a member of the Zombie Survival Crew, and I am the commander of the Green Brigade. So you can look that up on Twitter also, Zombie Survival Crew, so you can be ready in time of an apocalypse, not just a zombie apocalypse, but any type of an apocalypse.
Oh, very cool. Yes, I want to be a member of this crew.
Giddy up.
All right.
Put me in. Now, were you always a fan of zombies before getting this role?
You know what? I was not. And unfortunately, because I didn't know what I was missing until I became a part of this show. Now, I did watch George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. My uncle exposed me to that at a very young age. But then, in addition to watching that, I watched a lot of other scary movies, and I became slightly traumatized. So I tended to veer away from scary stuff. Okay. And so when I got the script for this, I was like, a zombie, or when my agent presented it to me, I was like, yeah, a zombie movie, I don't know how that would be for me. And he told me who was a part of the show, and it made me excited. And now I'm even more excited because, again, like I said, it's the biggest show in basic cable history.
That's awesome. Again, we're talking about The Walking Dead. So now you're in this world. I mean, you're deep in this zombie world. Are you amazed at how passionate the fans of zombies are? Like, your fans are truly fanatics.
Yes, so amazed and moved to the point of almost tears. I've run out of adjectives, Bulldog, to describe how overwhelming this feeling is. I say overwhelming. I say amazing. I say spectacular. I said phenomenal. And, like, the one I've come up with lately is cataclysmic. It's like it's earth shaking. You can't have enough adjectives to describe how fanatical, you know, people are about this show. I was in Cherry Hill, New Jersey last weekend, and the lines that they had to see my character T-Dog and to see my nemesis Merle Dixon. For those that are familiar with the show, Merle Dixon, there's a big feud between the two of us, and the two of us were there in New Jersey, and the people were fantastic, and they were so excited. They went crazy over us.
I have an adjective, Star Trek-esque. They're like Trekkie fans. These are like Trekkie fans, but zombie fans.
It's religion.
I mean, yeah, you have really this is a cult following in every sense of the word.
You hit the nail right on the head.
No, you're a cult leader. Oh, man.
In a good way, because there are so many moral questions in this show. Yeah. It makes you kind of question who you are and the type of life you live and how you would handle a situation when the pressure got to be, you know, too much for you.
Gotcha.
So my booking manager said that last weekend. She was like, this thing has like a Star Trek-esque type of following.
It does.
So, I agree.
It's giant, like I said, and you're the leader. Oh, I think the booking agent just took us off. Hello?
That's too bad.
Yeah,
oh, no. Wait, no. I thought your booking agent just hung up on us. Okay.
No, we're here.
Okay.
Yes, we're here.
Because I was going to say, you know, with this cult-like following, as a cult leader, I mean, I'll hang out with you. I'm not drinking any Kool-Aid, though, you give me. You
know? Not accepting beverages at this time.
No, we're cool with that. We'll just stay here.
You would be a part of my cult.
Yeah, right.
You're next on my list.
Yeah, you can't, you know, here, this area, this town, we're in Ocean City. I mean, it's very close to Baltimore. A lot of Ravens fans, and you were part of that great movie with Michael Orr. The people know, but you were like a bad guy in that, right?
Oh yeah, you were bad.
Oh yeah, but how great was that? I felt like that was divine order because I could relate so much to that story because that was in a sense my life story. So to have my Hollywood cherry broken in that movie, I take that back. I don't say that, but to have that to have been my first Hollywood production. Major production, it meant a lot to me because I saw myself in Michael Orr. And I saw parts of me in the character I played because that's the type of an environment in which I grew up.
I tell you what, you did a good job. If I ran into you in the streets in Hollywood, I'd give you my wallet. I wouldn't even ask any questions.
Give it up. Without me even asking, right? You just had
it. Oh, it's you. There you go.
Well, thank you. That means a lot then. That means I played my
I didn't see nothing.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, look, man, it's a pleasure speaking with you, and good luck, The Walking Dead. Are you working on other projects or anything else coming up?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. Well, tomorrow I have a movie coming out with Nicolas Cage. Thank you for asking about that. It's called Seeking Justice, and I'm in there with starring in that with Guy Pearce. Again, like I said, Nicolas Cage, January Jones, Jennifer Carpenter, and a whole host of great and talented people. And I just finished one about 3 weeks ago, I guess, with Nev Campbell in Toronto, and it's entitled Sworn to Silence. That's made for a Lifetime movie, and that should be out in a few months. So be on the lookout, please. And IonieSingleton.com is my website. IonieSingleton is my Twitter. And IonieSingleton is my Facebook page.
All right, are we following him on everything, Coach? Okay, we're stalking him.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good. That's the setup to pull you into my cult.
It's just the start. Oh man, good luck with everything. Really, it's an absolute pleasure.
Wow, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I love you guys.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be what it is without you. So keep up the good work. Wish you all the best.
Thanks, Irony. Hey, appreciate it. Take care, man.
Bye.
Bye. That's right. Walking Dead this Sunday. Very, very cool guy.
Thank you for listening to the Rood Awakening Show podcast. The Rood Awakening Show is recorded in the studios at WOCM in Ocean City, Maryland. Tune in weekday mornings to Ocean 98.1 or online at iRiRadio.com from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any questions or comments about the show or the podcast, please send an email to bulldog@iRiRadio.com. And please leave feedback in the iTunes Music Store. This has been a presentation of the Best of Rock, Ocean 98.